Greetings, friends and radio listeners. You are tuned to the R.G. Hardy broadcast as we come your way today proclaiming, souls are crying, men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? I'm so glad you're tuned to the broadcast today, and I'm very excited about the message that we are going to hear from God's servant, Brother Hardy. It's one of his most powerful and timely and very appropriate for every believer in Christ. It's entitled, The Four Battles of a Christian. And I might add, these are the four battles of a Christian that he must win before he can defeat Satan. You know, we talk a lot about defeating the devil and having power over the devil, but if you don't win these first four battles, you'll never whip the devil. Let's join Brother Hardy now.
This morning we want to preach on the message, the four Christians' battle that he has with himself before he will defeat the devil. The Christian four battles, or the four battles of a Christian. If you have your Bible, I'd like to read from Romans, the sixth chapter, and we'll read at the first verse and several other scriptures. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Now I want to jump down to the 11th verse. Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? You know, a lot of people and a lot of religious leaders believe and teach that you have to sin a little bit every day. And I believe if you sin a little bit every day, then you're a big sinner every day. And someone else said, well, Brother Hardy, I always repent before I go to bed. Well, that's wonderful. But you better pray that you don't die at noontime. But according to this verse here, Romans the sixth chapter, sin shall not have dominion over us. Sin shall not be the Lord. Sin shall not be the Dominique. Jesus has saved us and delivered us from our sins. You know, when the angel appeared to Mary, he said, you're going to have a son. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. He shall be the Son of God. And he shall save his people from their sins. You see, Jesus saves us from our sins, not in our sinning. The Lord is more and did more than just forgave us. If the Lord had just forgiven us of our sins and left us in sin, in the power of sin, then we would be overcome again by sin. We'd sin again and we'd have to repent again, and we would be going through this endless process of sinning and repenting. But the Lord is more and did more than forgive us of our sins. The Lord is our deliverer. The Lord is our Savior. The Lord not only forgave me of my sins, but the Lord cleansed me from all unrighteousness and delivered me from the power of sin. In the sixth chapter of Romans, Paul is teaching that God has delivered us from sin. Not only forgave us of our sin, but has delivered us from the power of sin, and that we are to no longer live in sin and no longer yield the members of our body as instruments to sin. But contrariwise, that we are to yield our members of our body to God to do works of righteousness and to deliver mankind. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? A lot of people teach that we should sin a whole lot more because then God's grace can be more greater to us. That's what the saying was going on, and that's what Paul was refuting. They were going around saying, let us sin plenty that grace may abound. And Paul said, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How can we that are dead any longer live in sin? You see, we died with Jesus. The next verse said, know you not that you were baptized into Christ? You were baptized into his death, and you died with Christ. You see, when you identify yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ, you identify yourself with his death, burial, and resurrection. And that's what water baptism is a type of, and showing to the world that you've come to Jesus at Calvary at the cross. And in a figure, you climbed up on the cross with Jesus, and you died with Jesus to sin and the world and the devil. And then you were buried. And the person that you bury, you'll never more see that person again. Done away with. And we were buried. And burying speaks of removal. We died and we were removed. We died to sin and we have been removed from sin. We have died to the devil and we have been removed from where he reigns. A few weeks ago, I preached on Colossians 1:13. It said, God has delivered us out of the power of darkness, out of the devil's domain in his kingdom, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. And when we come to Jesus and confess and repent of our sins, then as it were, God puts us on the cross with Jesus and we die to sin and the devil and the world and the flesh. And when you die one time, you don't have to die anymore. Now, you can sin again if you want to, and then you'd have to die again. But my brother and sister, you don't have to die anymore because you don't have to sin anymore. You see, the type that Paul's trying to bring out and the truth that he's trying to bring is that sin doesn't have power over a dead man. Neither does the devil have power over a dead man. Neither does the law have the power over the dead man. Neither does the flesh have the power over someone that's dead. And in Christ and with Christ, we have died. This might be a crude illustration, but it'll illustrate the truth. You can go up to a casket where a dead person is, and you can put a cigarette in his mouth, but he won't puff. And you can force his mouth open and pour alcohol in it, but he won't swallow. And when you're dead, you are not going to sin. Hallelujah. Paul said, now, how can we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? We that have come to Jesus and accepted him as our Lord and Savior and have joined him at Calvary. And when he was crucified, Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. We were crucified. And our old man and our old nature was crucified, was killed, destroyed. And the power of sin was destroyed. And therefore, it does not have any power over us. We don't have to sin. And not only do we don't have to sin, we are commanded not to sin. Starting at that 11th verse in the 6th chapter, he said that we are not to yield ourselves, yield our members unto iniquity to iniquity. For whom you yield yourself servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey. Whether you yield to sin, and what will be the result? Death. And when we talk about death, we're talking about separation. When the physical man dies, this inner man is separated from his body, and that's physical death. When someone sins, they are separated from God, and that's spiritual death. And if someone that is spiritually dead dies physically, then they will be eternally dead. That's eternal death. And the wages of sin is death. If you pursue to practice sin, then you will be dead spiritually, and the end of a sinful life will be an eternal separated life from God in the lake of fire, the second death or separation. And this is a command. He said, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies, that you may obey it in the lust thereof. You see, I bring out one of my sayings, that when God saved me, he gave me the lets. And this is one of the lets he gave me. See, I'm not a servant. If I was a servant and was powerless against sin, then I'd have to obey sin. But because I have been liberated and delivered and have become a child of God and a son of God, I'm not a servant, and it's up to me to let it. If I don't want sin to reign in my body, I don't have to let it. And the only way sin can reign in my body or in my life is for me to let it, because God gave me the lets. And therefore, that's why he's saying in this negative command, don't let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. I'm not going to let sin reign in my body. But I am going to use this body and be what the Word of God says I am to be, the temple of the Holy Ghost. I am going to do what Paul said in Romans, the 11th chapter, I am going to present my body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is my reasonable service.
Amen. What a powerful message by God's servant, Brother Hardy. The four battles of a Christian before facing and defeating Satan. Because we are going to have to face the battle of sin, the world, the flesh, and self, and win these four battles before we're going to be able to defeat our enemy. We believe this devil-chasing message is so important for every believer in Christ that we're going to offer it to you special today. You will receive the four battles of a Christian, as well as the bonus message by Brother Hardy, Give No Place to the Devil. I tell you, these are ones you must add to your spiritual library. We want to send you these powerful messages that they can enable you to be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. You will receive the four battles of a Christian, as well as the bonus message by Brother Hardy, Give No Place to the Devil. For your love gift of at least $10, you can receive the two audio cassettes. And for your love gift of at least $15, you can receive the two CDs. Please send your love offering and request for offer number 180S. That's offer number 180S for Four Battles of a Christian and Give No Place to the Devil to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Be sure to request offer number 180S. That's offer number 180S for Four Battles of a Christian and Give No Place to the Devil. And send a love gift of $10 if you want the audio cassette, or $15 if you want the CDs. Write us today and be sure to tell us how much the radio ministry is blessing your life, because we want to know that you're being blessed by the Word of God.